Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Psalm 2. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Psalm 2.
The Lord said to me, "You are my son, today I have begotten you. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
Let us burst their bonds apart, and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath, and terrify them in his fury, saying,
As for me, I have set my king on Zion,
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling.
Is the sun lest he be angry, and you perish in the way?
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
A reading from Acts, the 4th chapter. When Peter and John were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats, and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I admit, I never imagined that I'd be spending so much of my time in this worship position writing prayers. I probably shouldn't have been so surprised. After all, Pastor, would you come and say a prayer, is all that anyone in the parish ever asks either. But prayer is supposed to be common to all Christians, you know. It doesn't take a pastor to pray. It only takes a priest. And in the New Testament, all Christians have been enrolled into that title, a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, the high priest, the high sacrifice. It's encouraging to me to see that in Acts, at least it looks as if it was the congregation this time, the friends of Peter and John who composed this prayer. It's also a delight for the worship director to discover that the collect form of prayer actually comes directly from the Bible. Here it is. You may as well learn it right here and now, and then go back to Acts chapter 4 whenever you wish to remember it. There are five parts to a collect. First, an address to God. Here it is, Sovereign Lord, the one who made everything. Second, there is the rationale. This is the reason that we're praying, both our circumstances, but also God's own past doings. Here, it was how God has always dealt with heathen and their raging against his anointed one. Third, the petition. This is asking God for what is needed. And here it is that he would hold in derision the threats of those assembled kings, but give boldness to his apostles. The fourth part is the result, that is, the further purpose of what we are asking. Here in this collect, that God, through the apostles' continued preaching, would perform his saving, wondrous works. And the last part, the termination, in Jesus' name, or some similar formula. Here, literally, it says, through the name of your holy child, Jesus. We only have to add, Amen. Now, the rationale of this first collect in Acts chapter 4 is more than just any old observation. It is Psalm 2 itself. It's the fulfillment of prophecy. Our English Psalters can never make this as clear as the Greek and the Latin versions do, where it just jumps out at you. It says that the foes plot together against the Lord and against his Christ. We know immediately who that is. God the Father himself referenced this psalm when he said, "This is my beloved Son." In three ways, the Father coronated his Son as Christ, if we follow this second psalm through the New Testament. St. Paul cites it in his sermon at the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch. He says, the gospel, that what God promised to the fathers, this he fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. As it's also written in the second psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Paul says the resurrection of Jesus is his coronation. It's the public attesting that he is the Christ, that all of the world is now his possession, that wrath will be given to those who do not kiss the Son, that is, honor him, but blessing to those who put their trust in him. Psalm 2 is also referenced in Revelation, how Jesus in various places will break the nations with a rod of iron and the like. On the last day, all of this raging of the heathen will come to an end, thank God. They will at last own him as the Christ, as the King of Kings, willing or unwilling. Thus, better to be wise and instructed now, O ye kings and judges of the earth. But last of all, Psalm 2 is referenced in the book of Hebrews. And just as it is here in Acts, it is the Father's declaration that his Christ stands. Despite all opposition, he is elevated higher than men and angels. He is the true high priest. Why then do the heathen rage and the peoples imagine a vain thing? Why do the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and against his Christ? And will they succeed? Well, this question, despite all of the appearances that we see, despite all of the appearances that were there in the fledgling and persecuted church, this question is just a rhetorical one. God is still laughing in his heavens, and we must not forget it. The Christ's crown has not fallen. He is risen indeed. Now, if we were to act as if all of this were out of his control, as if it maybe ought to be in our control instead, well then, we should fear that he might be laughing at us. But instead, dear priests, dear fellows of the high priest, Jesus the Christ, be wise and instructed, and ask everything in his name. This, by the way, is the genius of collects. They're all written in such a way that you can never quite tell if it's just the ending in Jesus Christ or whether they're trying to tell us that the very help for which we are praying is in Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed are they that put their trust in him, in the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Joel and Clarion Fritchie, who served the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.